Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Christian Gates, known professionally as the Philharmonic, has been making music in Sacramento for nearly a decade. He gained international attention in 2024 by winning NPR's Tiny Desk Contest with the song What's It All Mean? The Philharmonic is performing at the Torch Club in downtown Sacramento from 4 to 7 p.m. this Sunday, December 7th, with a portion of the sales going to River City Food Bank. It seemed like a good opportunity to listen back to our May 2025 interview with Christian. He joined us in the studio just before embarking on a world tour, and I started by asking him how the year had been since his big Tiny Desk win.
It's kind of like, you know, the farmer's been plowing for the longest time, and you're starting to see the fruit from the plant just sprout up. That was that year for me. So just to see that, the fruits of my labor working out, I think really put a pep in my step to continue.
I mean, you were already like well known here locally, but your popularity understandably just like went through the roof. I mean, following you on Instagram, like traveling a lot for performing and shows. Do you ever have the time to kind of slow down and reflect on everything that you've done this last year?
I have. And I think in those moments, I reflect on what I also need to do next while celebrating what I've already done. Because, you know, it's a continuous process. I don't feel like there's an arrival or a destination that you make it to in life. I think, you know, it's just a continuous process of going through many hills and valleys. And I just want to see what the next plane has for me.
I mean, you entered because you wanted to win Tiny Desk, but winning it, were there any like surprises about being a Tiny Desk contest winner that you didn't really expect in the, you know, the months following this big win?
Yeah, I didn't expect that there was actually going to be a lot of bookings from absolutely everywhere. This upcoming world tour is actually something that surprised me, because I didn't know how many people really listened to the Tiny Desk. Even though you see the views on YouTube, it's different where you see those views are coming from. And I think those bookings are kind of like a testimony of the demographic mm-hmm. of where those views are coming from.
Are there some moments that kind of bubble up to the top this past year that you hold kind of dear to your heart?
Yeah. I was looking back at the photos on my iPhone, actually, and it was right before we were setting up to be on the Tiny Desk. And so I didn't get into my suit or anything. We were just doing sound check. And I remember that feeling of walking into that room for the first time. And I just remember all my bandmates there. And I realized like this vision that I had was able to get us here. And so it was just like a dream realized. And I think I just stepped into a different power of myself, like just acceptance who I am, and comfortable and just mm-hmm. being able to walk that journey.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, I mean, clearly a pivotal moment in your profession, in your life, but it goes beyond, you know, Tiny Desk or even maybe being a musician. Maybe it was kind of getting that, it seems like settling into yourself and that confidence, you know?
Yeah.
Wonderful. So there's another Tiny Desk contest winner this year from California, Northern California, Ruby Ibarra. Have you followed her before?
Absolutely. So over the years, she's made a lot of waves in hip hop, and her name resonated throughout the Bay Area and Northern California. So to watch this back-to-back ceremony in celebration of culture be recognized nationally and internationally is huge for our region.
Yeah, because her entry was Bakunawa, and that's inspired by the birth of her first child and Philippine mythology. I mean, the performance is amazing, mm-hmm. and it's about intergenerational collaboration with Filipina artists that span both genres and languages. And this isn't the only Bay Area or Northern California win for Tiny Desk. I mean, just a couple weeks ago, I think, maybe a month ago, we had fantastic Negrito on the show ahead of a performance at Goldfields, and he was the first Tiny Desk winner, also from the Bay Area. What do you think it is about this region of the country in California when it comes to music?
I think there is a great collaboration between the expression of art and the expression of self. And I do feel that we celebrate everything about a person as much as we do as the art. I'm not saying that other people don't do that, but I'm recognizing this pattern. Even from when I was here locally in the scene, there are so many diverse genres and diverse expressions, and all of those are celebrated in the same area. And what that does is give people the confidence to not only show up in their passion, but to show up as themselves, which I believe is the defining factor now looking back at it for success.
What has that feedback meant and response meant to you from the audience, from the community that has fallen in love with your music?
I think that the greatest thing that they taught was to trust myself, that what I'm doing is good enough, and to continue working on that path. Like, don't lose faith in what you're doing, because at times when times are hard, it's very tempting to want to go there. But, you know, if you keep working at it, and you know, you just hold on to that feeling of this is going to work if I just continue to keep doing it, I think that many great things on the horizon will start happening.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think doubt is always just right over my shoulder, right? And right. So whether I look that way and allow it into my life is completely within my control. What influences in your life, family or artistically, kind of got you to that point of believing in yourself in this way?
I think my mom. She was very, very, very instrumental in making sure I had outlets to express myself. You know, we didn't go through any easy times as a child, but there was still love in the household, and there was still, like, I want you to express yourself. I want you to learn about all the facets of life to be able to thrive in this world. And I believe, like, putting myself in the music and learning the disciplines of it, I had to learn the discipline of just showing up to something before I started to love it. And I think whether that was in music or in sports, all of those things became essential to who I am today. And so it provided me strength. It provided me resilience. It provided me a passion and to stick through and to not quit. And I think that's the most important gift you can really give anybody.
I'm also curious, thinking about your mom and your family, I mean, was there this awareness of knowing what Tiny Desk is and what it could potentially do to your career? And what do they make of all of this now, today, after a year like any other for you?
They're still very proud of me, but they're also very involved in making sure this gets to the next step. Because it's like in a way you're climbing a mountain, and I'm at a different elevation than I was before. And so I do feel like it's only up from here, but I think that I need more help than ever. And it's like, it's the higher you go, the more people you need around you to help you realize what you have in your mind and your heart. And so, like, that passion and belief that my family and my friends have had in me has transformed into this involvement of making this thing work on a much larger scale, bigger than myself.
So what new music are you working on?
This is going to be the first time I break it, but I am turning in my last track for my next album, Transcendentalism, coming up here. That's going to be released this year. It's a 13-track album. I've been working on it for a very long time, and I do consider this album my magnum opus as of late. So it's the truest, purest expression of myself, and I wanted to take daring possibilities on where I could take this album, and I really took some risks, and I'm going to see how it plays out.
Oh, awesome. Are there any collaborations with other artists? I would think people are reaching out to you or vice versa.
Yes, there is one on the project, but it's a local artist. So, but I'll conceal that for when the time comes.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
We already got one breaking news from you. We don't need to get need to get any more. What are you looking forward to most for this world tour? I know you've been performing all over the country. This is international.
I think number one, experience so many different cultures. And to actually see the world. I mean, I think it's many of our dreams to be able to see the world and touch as many continents and countries as possible and to just experience life in its fullness. And I believe like traveling is one way to get there, you know. I also want to see how people absorb music and take in music from different parts of the world and how they consume it and what it means to them and to learn that side of it. I think in combination, I think just those two makes me really excited for what's to come.
And that was Christian Gates, aka the Philharmonic, back in May, just before he left for a world tour. He's now back and he's looking to give back to his hometown. He performs this Sunday, December 7th from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Torch Club in Sacramento. A portion of the ticket sales will go towards River City Food Bank. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to join the conversation, send us an email at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky, Andrew Garcia, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day and a great weekend. We'll catch you back here on Monday.